I was more the half glass full type in that respect when I heard that he was signing with them. And then they obviously, alongside Derek, who I've got enormous time for, clearly, as a former, NBL Grand Final most valuable player and had an outstanding season with the Kings a couple of years ago. So I thought my whole thing with Nathan was, okay, fresh start. The Brisbane thing didn't quite work for a variety of reasons. You come here, it's a more talented group. You shouldn't have the same kind of pressure on your shoulders to have to think you have to do everything on the floor but unfortunately, it's the same old thing. I think for him, I've always thought he's as polarizing a player as there is in the NBL, and maybe one of the most polarizing figures ever. And that's a big statement, I know, but he to me has always been, you either absolutely love him or you absolutely hate him. Not hate in the sense of being personal, but in the type of player that he is. I've said this for years upon years. He's the closest thing to Russell Westbrook as we've ever seen. And that's a guy that takes horrendous shots, and we saw it this weekend, and he'll make questionable, highly questionable decisions at times that can cost you a win. But then the flip side, like Westbrook, you love his competitive spirit. You love the ability that he has to explode in transition, put enormous heat on the rim. He plays physical. He takes things personally in a, sometimes in a bad way, but a lot of times in a good way, in terms of he cares about it. He cares about winning, I think. It's just, I don't think he knows how to do it. And it's amazing. It's kind of
I think you might have just hit the nail on the head there.
he doesn't know. And I don't think he ever has. And we've already seen, it's amazing, buddy. We've kind of already seen the best of him, the worst of him already
Yes.
in the three games, right? And again, I honestly thought he was going to get a fresh start. I was really pumped. I had the Phoenix as a potential championship contender. I thought they'd recruited very well. Again, on paper means nothing, I know, but I thought that the idea of a Walton Jr., who was an absolute playmaker, as unselfish as there is, loves to get other people involved, would take that pressure off Nathan. Just go be a finisher. Go be a guy that pick and pop, take good shots, get other people involved, but be that finisher that I think he does very well. Unfortunately, it's just been the same old Nathan Sobey experience, and I don't know if it's ever going to change.
Well, again, Adelaide 36ers, Nathan Sobey didn't work out. Brisbane Bullets, Nathan Sobey didn't work out. Southeast Melbourne, Nathan Sobey, we got problems. I ask you, what's the common denominator there? And so he has to change, and he's such a long way into his career that I don't think he can. I do think he wants to win, and I do think he doesn't know how. I think he also often thinks he has to be the man. And there are many occasions when, no, it would be better off if you were not. So again, that lineup, you looked at the personnel, Matty, obviously, when you started to consider them as a contender, you looked at the personnel, but that personnel needs Trevor Gleeson or Paul Henare, in the a really strong, experienced, championship-winning coach pulling that thing together. Mike Kelly is a great human being and one of
Yes.
the nicest people in the game,
No
but
doubt.
I don't think he's got that kind of nastiness and toughness that you
Yeah.
need to pull that thing together. They're going to struggle. They're going to be great one night and they're going to be terrible for the next two.